Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network. Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Hey, it's me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Net Carrier has many great products and services to increase your bottom line. Be sure to ask your Net Carrier representative about our hosted PBX. Call Net Carrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not...
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
This is Buggy Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
And guess what? It's the VOC Wrestling Nation, and you're not turning back the hands of time. This is not Back to the Future. It's me, Wrestling Marks Eric, hosting the show today, along with the King himself, King David Lane. I don't know how many shows we did together, David, before my departure, but it's a true honor and a pleasure to be doing the show with you again.
Did we actually do any? Because I thought they like did a line shift. I'm not sure if I came in right before you left or right after you left. It's confusing. I know, like, Brady tagged you in, then you tagged Brady in, And now Brady has tagged you back in. Bruce tagged Nanny in, and then Nanny tagged Bruce in, and now Bruce has tagged Nanny back in.
Yeah, there's a lot of tagging going on around the VOC Wrestling Nation here. And, yeah, I went on a little bit, took a little bit of a break, and now I'm back. I mean, there's really no reason to go into why I took a break. I took a break. Let's just put it at that, and I'm happy to be back. And I know eventually our little friend, I know it's so easy to make these jokes that are, you know, regarding her size, but, you know, she is a rather tiny young lady. But, you know, a heart of gold, and honestly, she's probably one of the, if not the number one reason, close to the number one reason why I'm back here today. She's been a big supporter of mine, and I appreciate the little push she gave me to get me back here today with you guys. So when she decides to join us, what's that?
You just described Nanny as having a heart of gold.
Yes.
I guess the value of gold is way down over the last year. Man.
if you said maybe a heart of
pewter, or, you know, maybe a heart of cubic zirconia, then maybe I could get behind that. But heart of gold, I don't think so.
Well, you know, I'm going to try and start, you know, like, I'm going to have a fresh start here. You know, I'm going to try and embrace what, you know, I used to find most irritating, or, you know, I mean, I got to admit, David, I don't know how you've put up with hearing Monday Night Roar for the last, you know, year or so, but I have never forgotten that word, Monday Night Roar, and it's something that I'll probably never forget, and I'm going to take that one with me, and I'm going to have to hear it again. I'm going to enjoy it now. Instead of going, oh God, that New York accent, I'm going to laugh at it. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to embrace it. I'm still not going to be nice to Rat Boy. Assuming Rat Boy is still going to call in now that his good buddy Bruce is not hosting the show. You know, if Rat Boy plans on calling in, he's not going to get the nice treatment that he got from Bruce for me. I just can't do that.
Now we're going to have to let Nanny be nice to Rat Boy, because somebody has to be nice to Rat Boy, and it's not going to be me, and it's not going to be you, so she's nominated. Unfortunately, she's
fair
not
enough.
Here right now, so
I
say not it. So all you have to do is say not it, and she's stuck with her. There you go.
Not
She's stuck being stuck in Nesbitt. Matter of fact, Rat Boy said last week he was going to call in with a special surprise, and it was three little words for Nanny, so I can't wait to hear what those three other words are. We've been speculating for the last week, so I'm so excited to hear. I think it might involve a boombox, and, you know, Nanny being declared a grand gesture from Rat Boy, but I don't want to jinx it, so I'm not going to go any further than that. Just fingers crossed.
Okay, so should we cue the Peter Gabriel right now? Is that what you're – when Rat Boy calls in, just cue Peter Gabriel and sit back? Because that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking is going to go on, so just be ready for it.
Love is in the air. Love is in the air on the VOC Wrestling Nation already. If you want to call in to the VOC Nation show today, you can call in at 1-855-VOC-RADIO. That's 1-855-862-7234. And – that still is a toll-free call on Bruce's dime. Wow, good for Bruce. That's probably why he quit, because he had to get a second job to keep this thing going. anyway, I want to jump right in, King. We discussed this off the air, and let's call our pre-show meeting that we're going to say we have from now on. Our pre-show meeting. And back in the 80s, during the Hulk Hogan era of professional wrestling, there was no title defenses really on television. There was no Hogan really just about did not. I don't think he wrestled really at all on television, unless it was, you know, obviously a bigger match. And this is even before pay-per-views. He really did not wrestle, you know, on television. So the title belt was not a part of the programming so much. You knew who the champ was. You knew who he was going to be fighting, but you really didn't get much of, you know, there wasn't a lot of going on with the belt otherwise. And that was normal. People were used to that. We accepted it as wrestling fans. Then the Attitude Era came, and titles were changing hands on Monday on Raw, and then changing back on, you know, on Friday on SmackDown, and everything. You never knew what could happen. I mean, you know, the belts were just going crazy, changing hands everywhere. Now, Brock Lesnar is our champion, WWE champ, and Brock's not on TV. So that means the title belt title is not on television. And I don't know how everybody else feels about it, but I thought I liked it, the idea of it. I still think it can work in the long run, only with Brock Lesnar, though, being the champ. I do, however, think that there's a severe need to keep him relative as the champ, and maybe that's a problem, but maybe it's more than that. I mean, what do you think? Where do you see it? Should the belt, is that missing? Is that something that Raw needs to have and SmackDown need to have, or is it okay this way?
I've been trying to look at it from a technical standpoint, and I think it's a really brilliant strategy by Brock Lesnar never coming on Raw, because as long as Seth Rollins has that Money in the Bank briefcase, yeah, if he's never on TV, he can't cash it in. So I think that's the lesson we learned from the last pay-per-view. He took that and realized, Seth Rollins is going to come after me, so I just not need to never show up, and I can't lose the belt. Now, from a wrestling strategy standpoint, that makes perfect sense. Now, from a WWE perspective, him not defending the belt or not having matches is fine, but he needs to be on TV at least occasionally, and they need to have Paul Heyman out there talking about the belt to keep the hype going. See, it would make sense to have him and not necessarily showing up on Raw all the time with the belt if he was doing a sort of mainstream press tour. Like when CM Punk won the belt, and he was like at Wrigley Field 1 week, and he was on Letterman the next week, and he was doing all these things that kept the belt in the public eye, that could work, especially with Brock Lesnar, somebody who's had so much mainstream place with the UFC and trying out for the Vikings and all the other stuff. But the way it's set up now, not only are they not having him defend the belt or even show up, they're rarely talking about him. Paul Heyman's not even on TV. And the other thing is, they're not even considering who the number one contender to the belt is right now. Because think about it, it would make sense, like they could have built all this hype about the winner of the Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose becomes Hell in Cell becomes the number one contender. Or they could have did the thing where, you know, they had the four guys, Randy Orton, John Cena, you know, Rollins and Ambrose. Whoever comes out on top of this will be the number one contender, but they're not even mentioning that. So if you're not having a fight for the belt and you're not hyping up who's going to be the number one contender for the belt, what are you really hyping up? It's just like you're kind of spinning around in circles. So there are ways they could be handling this to make it work, but the way they're doing it right now does not work for me.
Yeah, I agree with you. It needs to stay relative. It needs to stay in the people's minds. I would love to see, I don't know. He's got to have time to cut some promos, to do something, even if they just do these some kind of do like vignettes like they've done in the past, you know, when they're introducing new characters, do it for Brock Lesnar. Just show him training and things, and just at least keep us going, like, gee, who's he going to, you know, like wondering who's he going to fight next, and maybe make it something like this. How about turning it, instead of people deciding who the number one contender is, almost letting him decide. Like, make it something where he's going to show up one of these nights on Raw and let it be known who he plans on fighting next, kind of thing. Like, because he's already got this attitude where he's bigger than the company, and that's what a lot of people truly don't like about him. Like, they feel like, well, he's a part-timer, he shouldn't be champ, blah, blah, blah. So, okay, so then go with that. Make it more real. Let him come out with Paul Heyman and say, you know, some throw their nose up at Triple H and Stephanie and say, we're going to choose who we face next. And, you know, so then this way he really is truly a heel, but he's a man among, you know, he's an island unto himself. He's not going to listen to the authority, and he's not going to, you know, do what everybody else want, the fans want him to do. He's just going to do what he wants to do. You know, so kind of take the real part of it. That's what always makes the best wrestling storylines, isn't it? When they're taking some aspects of reality and putting it into the mix and making a cool wrestling story out of it.
Yeah, I like your angle with that. That makes perfect sense. It would tie in really well with the character, so I do like where you're headed with that. I could definitely see that, you know, because, you know, particularly somebody like Dean Ambrose, he'd say, I don't want to face him, he's crazy. I want to face an athlete. I'm a wrestler, I'm a prize fighter, so I want to fight people with the proper training, the proper skills. I want to test myself physically. I could definitely
right.
see that. And like you mentioned with the promos, that's actually where he's done his best mic work with WWE, because when he was UFC, he'd kind of give these crazy interviews occasionally in the Octagon, it would kind of work. But that hasn't translated all that well for him in WWE. When he did the vignettes where he was feuding with Cena, you know, going in between the last two pay-per-views where he fought Cena, that's where he shined, when they could edit it heavily and get the best bits out of him. And it worked really well. He came off as an interesting, compelling character. And it works really well with having him do that, combining that with the Paul Heyman in-ring interview and let Paul Heyman talk to him when he's in the ring.
Exactly. Because, there's no... It's obvious Brock's mic skills are limited, but like you said, when they can sit him down and they can do a lot of heavy editing on him, because I've been told by a few people that he has a big problem keeping his language PG. Okay, he gets very involved in the idea of the promo, and a lot of curse words come out. So apparently,
he,
in order...
He doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would have impulse control issues. He seemed like a very stable, a very, you know, emotionally healthy guy, so I don't see why that would be a problem for him.
Yeah, definitely one of those guys, right? No issues whatsoever. Being that he's... How many guys has he hurt in the ring just based on his not being able to really kind of pull his punches? But, you know, it's definitely something that I think is interesting. It's a risk that the WWE is taking by not having him on TV, because I think most people would agree he's the best guy that they could have having the belt right now. It's just unfortunate that he's not going to be there full time to Yeah, and maybe in a way, though, it's not that bad. I kind of like it, because, you know what, I think sometimes we see too much of these guys, and people get bored of the character, and they get bored of seeing them. And I think with Brock, how many guys do you want to see him go out? How many guys do you want to see each week get squashed by Brock? You know? I mean, what's that going to do for the locker room, for the other characters, you know, and the development of those characters, if constantly they're being fed to Brock to get squashed? Because eventually somebody's going to have to stand up and be the guy that doesn't get squashed by him. And I don't know if the WWE knows who that's going to be right now. Do you, who do you think it's going to be?
There's a couple of different ways they can go with that, particularly if you're along the lines of you think he's going to hold the belt for a while going towards WrestleMania. There's a couple of different directions. Basically, any of the three Shield members could probably work, although I would say Seth Rollins would work the least, just due to the fact that since he has money to bring VKs, he's going to pick his spot from when he goes after him again. So if you factor that out, I figure it would either be Roman Reigns, another guy who's stand-up, tough, brawler, a guy who's powerful, a guy who's athletic, he would be a guy that you could think would be the guy that could step up and do it. Or you get, like, Dean Ambrose. Like I said, he's just another crazy guy who can match, you know, match Brock's crazy with him. So those would be the obvious candidates. Of course, you always think Cena's in the picture, you know, for that, because he is the at the top of the list in WWE. So you got to figure he's got the possibility. So I figure it would probably be somebody amongst that group. You figure either Cena, who's the easy choice, or like I say, you got the upstarts who are the guys that seem to be the guys that are going to take the next step. Like I said, the two Shield members that are kind of working as faces right now, or at least working as tweeners, as opposed to Seth Rollins. So I think that would be the choice. Those are going to be the guys who step up and can potentially beat him and not get squashed by him.
Interesting. I have an opinion on this, but I'm tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a quick break, and on the other side of the break, I'm going to give you my opinion on who I think between now and let's go with WrestleMania, the WWE could build up to be the guy to take out Brock Lesnar and end his reign as the WWE champion. And I will tell you who that is right after a few wonderful words from wonderful advertisers that we have here in the VOC Wrestling Nation. Be right back.
This is King Kong Bundy, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
The godless voice of Crab Nation. None of these assholes would have the ball to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Park the car keys.
To Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Are you tired of paying high telephone and internet bills for your business? It's time to call NetCarrier, baby! If you're ready to take your phone service into the cloud, NetCarrier is the place to go to get the best in telecommunication service. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke conventions and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast and the business making towns. Hear all about how I make towns and so much more every Monday right before Raw, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on the VOC Nation. Adios.
The Voice of Choice here. Are you looking for a videographer for your event, maybe a wedding, party, company video? Well, listen, Metro Media Studios is focused on providing high-quality service and customer satisfaction, and they'll do everything they can to meet your needs. They got a variety of services to choose from. They'll make sure that you get the professionally produced video of your dreams. MetroMediaStudios.com. That's Metro with an A, MediaStudios.com. Check them out today.
It's not easy being in IT today. Data is growing exponentially, technology is changing at an accelerating pace, and the consequences of unplanned downtime are more serious than ever. StorageHype helps eliminate these risks by automating all the data protection and disaster recovery for your laptops, servers, and virtual systems through a single provider. StorageHype can help you free up more time, recover faster, and improve the reliability of your backup process. Visit StorageHype.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-VOC-RADIO.
This is TNA Knockout, Madison Rain, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
And we're back live and in living color on the VOC Wrestling Nation. And if you want to call in to the VOC Wrestling Nation, you can call in by calling 1-855-VOC-RADIO, 1-855-862-7234. And that's a toll-free call, of course. And King, before we go any further and I reveal my, I think you're going to be shocked, but I will convince you that my selection for the guy, the Brock Lesnar Slayer, I think I'll have you buying into it by the time I'm done. But first, there's someone that's so important that I have to pick up and put online right now that I almost want to cut the commercial short for this. Brady Hicks, are you there, sir?
I am, and thanks for having me. It's so weird because even though I haven't been as available the last couple months, it kind of felt like home there with the King, and all of a sudden I'm on the outside, I'm listening to the show, and it's different, you know? I feel like I moved out of the house, like, and my parents changed locks right away or something. In all seriousness, you know, I've been sitting and listening to you guys now for a half an hour, and you're doing a fantastic job, the two of you, but you already knew that. You don't need me to blow smoke up your asses. But I will say that I want to drill home the magnitude of Bruce's retirement last week, because for the first time in the history of the show, I don't know if this even dawned on you guys, but the official scheduled host, whether he was there or not, each and every week, was Bruce Wirt. And there were random weeks where he hasn't been available or whatever, but this is the first time in the history of the show where none of the original hosts are part of the show in any form. And I to me, like, that is just like, that's earth-shattering. But at the same time, I think it really speaks to the strength of the VOC Wrestling Nation and the VOC Nation Radio Network that these things are carrying on after their founders are no longer here. And to me, that's an amazing thing.
What's more amazing is, Brady, that we're a half an hour into the show and Bruce hasn't called.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm shocked. I keep waiting. I mean, fortunately for him, I wouldn't know his number if it popped up if I saw it, you know, so he's lucky in that respect. But, yeah, I expect already, it's a half an hour in, but I expect him, his presence is going to be felt in some way, I feel like.
Hey, you never know. I mean, that's one of the great things about this, and it's something that I'm learning, is that, you know, when you don't have to commit to the show, it's a lot easier to get excited about it and want to call in and kind of want to interact, you know? It's nice not to be tied down with this. And believe me, with Bruce stepping away, there are so many other things that I need to be focusing on, not the least of which is renewing the domain for thebradyhicks.com, which, by the way, was down for a couple days there. But we're back. Thebradyhicks.com is, again, streaming all these shows on the network, so that's exciting. And, yeah, I mean, you guys are doing a great job. I don't want to hold you up or anything. I just wanted to definitely tell everyone that just because Bruce is gone doesn't mean that any of this is going to go away. You know, whenever he chooses to return, if he does, when he does, whatever the case may be, there's definitely going to be something there waiting for him.
Hey Brady, did you not even consider the factor that after Bruce retired last week and he did his last show on VOC Nation, not 30 minutes later, he called in to Pandemonium when he's already been on the network?
Did he really? You see, I didn't even listen to last week's Pandemonium, so
yes,
that's on me.
Oh, there she is. See, I snuck Nanny in, like just like a little mouse, you know. She just comes sneaking in onto the air.
Yes. I snuck on, but yeah, Bruce was on the show. He was on Pandemonium right after he left and stepped down.
But maybe that was
listen, under in the pool is 1 hour before Bruce was on the network again, you won.
Well, you know what? I will say that that's a testament to you guys and the strong product that we put on here on the network, because for him to retire and then immediately miss it so much that he felt compelled to be a part of it, or even maybe even just hear his voice, whatever the case may be, that's a testament to you guys. And I have no doubt that the network is only going to continue to grow. I don't want to hold you guys up. Like I said, you're doing a great job, and I'm sure with Nanny, it's going to be on even, you know, it's going to be higher and higher. So I'm very happy to be a part of this network, and I'm even more happy that I only have to worry about In the Room now. I'm so much happier. So thank you for that, guys. And I'm sure I will talk to you guys soon.
We're here to lighten the load of each other to make this a better product for all. How's that?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, and by the way, just to add on to your conversation about Brock Lesnar and the WWE Championship, and should he appear, I think Brock should be there for the pay-per-views. He doesn't need to be every week on Raw. It can be a vignette or it can be Paul Heyman, but it needs to be something. But I felt for a long time that you have two secondary titles, and they should be the focal point of the shows. You know, Raw and SmackDown, which would allow the WWE Championship to be something special, which was definitely lost during the Attitude Era. So let's get excited about an Intercontinental title defense, you know? If that's what Raw is built around, I think it's a good thing all around. And it's only going to make the roster stronger as well.
I agree. I mean, it's obvious that that's the idea is to, right now, they're trying to push those guys, those, let's call them mid-card guys right now, and they're trying to see who they can get to become a star, who's going to take the next step and become, you know, the next babyface or heel to, you know, move up into the main event stratosphere. I agree with you, Brady. I like it more than I don't like it. I just think that they need to keep Brock's name out there a little bit more. I think it needs to be – he needs to be mentioned more. Right now, it's almost like there's no such thing. It's like we just don't have a champion. They don't really mention it at all. And that's kind of weird.
Right.
You know? I think that's what I'm missing. I don't mind him not being on. And I agree, pay-per-views, he should definitely be – a part of in some form or fashion. But and maybe it'll finally be the time that Dolph Ziggler gets what he so rightfully deserves, a main event push. But who knows?
That's what we said on the first show that we ever did together, Eric, about
Ziggler.
Yeah,
I know, and I'll still stand behind it. It's whatever, 18 months later or whatever it is, it's still true. The guy's absolutely the best worker on the show. Every single time he's on the show, his match is the best match. Every single time, without a doubt, he is truly the new HBK. He is the show stealer. He is it. And if they would just give him a little bit of a personality, the guy would be a main eventer. That's what I got to say about that.
I feel like he has a personality, though.
It's cheesy. Guys can't get behind pretty boys. He's like a Rick Rude. If he's going to be the character he is, he needs to be a heel. Guys aren't going to cheer for pretty boy acting guys. Am I wrong, guys? Anyone want to disagree? We don't cheer for those kind of guys.
I don't know. I think it works for Bray Wyatt. He works his sex appeal pretty well, and people cheer for him.
That's a special kind of...
Coffee just came out of my nose.
But King, that sex appeal is meant for the woods of Tennessee and the mountains of West Virginia.
Well, everybody has their demographic.
That's a farmer sex appeal. That's a different kind. You know, that's Burt Reynolds' Deliverance type of sex appeal.
Well, I guess technically he is more rugged than he is handsome, so I guess that works.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Brady, is there anything you want to add? Are you hanging in with us, or did I lose him? He's gone. It says he's still there.
Nanny put him back in the basement. He's tied up again.
Yeah, Nanny got rid of him.
He tried to tie me up, and that's why I'm late.
Wow. There's a lot
of... Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
There you go. There
all right, I apologize. I leaned on the mute button without even realizing it. I'm going to let you guys go. I know you're going to do a fantastic job. I've loved it so far. And best of luck. And everyone, don't tune away just because the Voice of Choice isn't here, because you're going to miss something really special. Thanks a lot, guys.
That's great. All right, take care, Brady.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Who's typing back there?
That's King.
That's me. I was informing you of some certain news about regarding some issues. I think we're having technical difficulties with the website. We are broadcasting live on the Blog Talk page. However, it does not appear that we are broadcasting live on VLC Nation. It appears to be crab diving there.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
But of course, anybody listening now knows, you know, they're already listening on Blog Talk, so they didn't really need to know that.
That's right.
Exactly. But of course, if you listen to the podcast of this later on, now it makes sense.
Exactly, that's right, Ken. I mean, that's a technical difficulty that's beyond my capacity as a host. But you know, but see, this is where you know we just have to fly by the seat of our pants and figure it out as we go along. You know what? I promised that I would take a phone call. So let me take this phone call, and then after this phone call, we'll take a break. We'll gather ourselves, and we'll get going again. Hello, you're on the VOC Wrestling Nation.
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Yeah, this is Matthew from Long Island.
Hey, Matthew from Long Island. What's going on, man?
I'm doing all right.
So,
We're coming up. And everyone knows that the match is too going to be the main event's going to be too obvious with Cena and Orton. Do you think this whole act is going to be stale between Orton and Cena again? Because the fact is, I think nobody wants to see that match again. We've seen it over and over and over again. It's a rerun every year, but nobody wants. I'm sure nobody wants to see that match again.
Well, it's a Hell in a Cell match, so that makes it different. I understand that they've had a lot of matches, but yeah, it's Hell in a Cell, and you have to look at the big picture here. You're on the verge of the Randy Orton face turn here. Randy Orton's about to turn babyface on us, and I don't know how that's going to work in that match, but I can promise you after that match, Randy Orton will certainly be a babyface again. I don't know, King, do you or Nanny, what do you guys think? Do you guys not care about seeing Randy Orton and John Cena again, or?
I'm hoping it builds to something else somehow. Pull somebody else into it.
Yeah, that was one of the things I was thinking about when we were going to be discussing like Hell in a Cell and the fact that that Rollins and Ambrose were going to be facing each other in the cage. Even though I did want to see them facing each other in Hell in a Cell, even as we had that match, I was thinking, you know, Monday Night Raw, I was thinking, crap, if Dean Ambrose wins, we're stuck seeing Cena and Orton again, which I don't want to see. So I was kind of conflicted on how I wanted that match to go. But it's kind of like, is the reward of seeing Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose worth the disappointment and have to see Randy Orton and John Cena again? And in this particular case, I'm going to go ahead and let it slide for now. I mean, they're capable of putting on a good match. It'll largely depend on how it's booked and what they do. Right. But Randy Orton is capable of putting on a good match. And as much as people like to bash Cena, his Raw matches are kind of boring, but usually he does a pretty decent job, even though it's somewhat predictable in pay-per-view. He does a decent enough job in the main events where it's not like he's embarrassing himself. He's not like Hulk Hogan was when he was really lazy at WCW at the end. He does at least put in effort and he does actually, you know, put on the show and gives you something to see. So it's not, you know, the worst news in the world. It's not that I wanted to see it again, but I'm not crying about this.
Yeah. Well, Matt, let me ask you something. Do you, you know, based on what we've been talking about already, what do you think about Brock Lesnar and the title not being on TV pretty much every week? Does that, do you not like that? Do you like it? What do you think about it?
Well, history has its point. Nobody, when you have a champion, when you had a champion back then who didn't appear on your television, they're probably under, they only defend it when it's a bigger event. But nowadays, right now, I don't think it's a good. I think it was a bad idea from the start. God knows, I just don't like that fully idea. I said before, Lesnar has no passion for this business. All he cares about is money. And for him to not appear for the rest of the year and still hold that belt, it's not even a good business decision. If I was anybody in WWE right now, it's not.
I got to say, I mean, I understand you're one of the many people who thinks, you know, Lesnar's a part-timer who hates the business and blah, blah, you know, and those things. But here's what I know, that Vince McMahon is the man who made the decision. He's the man who's paying him the money to be there only a certain amount of time. He's the one who gave him the belt. Brock Lesnar didn't ask for any of these things. These are all things that were given to him. So really, when you think about it, if you don't like Brock Lesnar, who you really shouldn't like is Vince McMahon, because those are his decisions. Brock Lesnar's not a, I mean, if any of us, they're, you know, somebody came to them and said, came to one of us and said, hey, I'll pay you $12 million and you only have to work 50 days out of the year. Well, I got to tell you, I'm taking the $12 million and working 50 days out of the year. And whoever doesn't like that, you know, they only don't like it because they can't get that deal themselves. Let's be honest.
So that's the deal Bruce
even
gave
John
me.
Cena, There you go. Well, I don't even want to tell you about the deal I got, King. You guys, you don't even, you know, you want to talk about, you know, part-time and staying, you know, without the belt and the deal I have, let me tell you.
I don't want to hear about any below-the-belt deals you have with Bruce.
Well, anyway, Matt, thank you very much for the call, man. I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
All right, take care.
No thanks.
All right. I just put him on mute in case. I never know who's going to hang up on the show. Anyway, guys, all right, what I'll do, I'll take another break. And after we get back from break, now I will give you my response. And Nanny, you can try and think, you can have a response too for this. We were talking about who we think, you know, by WrestleMania, who's going to be the Brock Lesnar Slayer, as I'm calling it? Who's going to be the person that they're going to finally say? Because, I mean, right now, if you think about it, beating Brock Lesnar is kind of like the equivalent of winning of beating the Undertaker streak. You just don't know who's going to.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's like. So, you know, think about it on our commercial break here. I have an answer. I think it's going to be an interesting one, and I definitely will be able to defend my answer. But I'll do that right after a quick break. In the meantime, if you want to call into the show, it's 1-855-VOC-RADIO. That's 1-855-862-7234. What are we on Twitter at VOC Nation? All right, I'm gonna have to start remembering. I gotta remember all this stuff again, guys. I'll get it down. I got some of it written down. Manny, you'd be proud of me. You're supposed to be my memory, though. So remember, that was our deal. You said you'd remember things for me.
Yeah.
And I have to remind
you. Also have
me.
To mention. You have to mention.
You know,
responsive
for
Nick Carrier.
Yeah. Blah blah blah.
.com and
blah, blah, blah.
In the room studios. You know, sounds creepy.
Yeah, that does. Oh wait, are we all in the room together?
Yes.
Oh wow.
I say ITR.
Are we in the room that's in a cloud as part of a nation?
Bad things happen in the cloud.
I guess. Yeah, apparently. Get King, I hope you don't have any more of those naked pictures that you were sending out still hidden in the cloud there, buddy.
Oh, I keep them. I keep a stack of them available in the cloud, on my hard drive, you know, in everybody's house, in a closet. You know, everybody needs to see these pictures.
Oh, no. All right, man. We'll be back right after these few wonderful words.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, everyone. It is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there. Hi there. Ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting
Woo!
Crime.
Woo!
Hey, guys. Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Hey, it's me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Net Carrier has many great products and services to increase your bottom line. Be sure to ask your Net Carrier representative about our hosted PBX. Call Net Carrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not...
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network. The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
This is Buggy Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
And we're back. It's the VOC Wrestling Nation live worldwide on vocnation.com. If you want to call into the show, it's 1-855-VOC-RADIO, 1-855-862-7234. And in case you're just tuning in and wondering who the hell is talking, well, it's me, Wrestling Mark's Eric, back again. And, of course, joined by the King. I like that. I like calling you the King. I don't know why. I enjoy it. the King.
No, don't. It's spreading worldwide, you know, because I'm doing a little comedy improv thing now, so they're keeping the King name going. So I'm gonna infect the whole world. By this time next year, the King will be on top of everything. It'll be on everybody's lips and everybody's brain. I will have infected the whole world.
Like the Ebola virus.
Hopefully, in a less, you know, coughing, vomity, you know, ill bodily fluid type way.
Yeah. And?
Because that would be like Red Boy.
Yes. And also with us, Nanny, the one, the only Nanny. I don't know if you heard Nanny the opening of the show, but I actually did give you pretty much all the credit for me being back here today. I said you were
pretty much
the number one. Yeah. So you may not have heard it, so I'm going to tell you that I said it. I'm going to thank you for that on the air. Thank you for, giving me a little kick in the ass that I needed to have to get back on here and do something that I really enjoy doing. So thank you.
Thank you for coming back.
Yeah.
I got to stay sane somehow.
All right, so we're talking about Brock Lesnar, who's going to slay Brock Lesnar, and King, you talked about some guys from, you know, maybe Roman Reigns or Dean Ambrose. Of course, there's always the standby John Cena, maybe even Seth Rollins. Nanny, if you don't mind, I'm just dying to give my name out now, so I'm going to do that now. It's Rusev. And I'll tell you why. They have so much, they have time to build him up, continue to build him up as a monster. The guy all but had the Big Show tapped out on Raw, if it wasn't for Mark Henry. He's essentially beaten Mark Henry and Big Show. He's not had any issue, you know. They got the undefeated thing, but let's stay away from that silliness. But they're building the character. He is becoming more and more of a monster. Now, it wouldn't take much for Brock Lesnar to become a babyface because in many ways he already is. I think most people cheer for Brock Lesnar when he comes out. And if you just keep building up this Rusev and having him continue to be this monster, and you want to make Rusev a true monster at a young age with a guy that has, you know, definitely has pretty much, it seems like he has everything you want in a wrestler. He's got all the skills and the lovely Lana. She's easy on the eyes and she's a pretty good talker, and I'm sure she'll improve over time with that as well. Why not have that happen? The ultimate heel, Rusev, beating Brock Lesnar. That would be my choice.
So it would be heel versus heel, you think? They're not going to care about?
It'll start that way, but it'll be a natural thing. He'll be bad-mouthing the United States. He'll be bad-mouthing Brock Lesnar. They can get into Brock Lesnar, you know. They can use that character to take shots at Brock Lesnar outside of the WWE. You know what I mean? They can't really go there with a lot of the characters as they are now, but think about, they could take shots at Brock Lesnar, the UFC fighter, if they want, with Rusev. He already has the look of a UFC fighter. You know? He's got everything, and it's just not that far-fetched based on the way he looks, his size, the way they've made him so strong, you know, everything's so powerful that he does. There's my choice. And I don't think anyone would be upset about it happening from that perspective of, whereas if you get Daniel Bryan, who, just as an example, beating Brock Lesnar, you know, come on. You know, Brock Lesnar probably.
That.
Right, because Brock Lesnar takes dumps bigger than Daniel Bryan. So people are going to want, I just feel like people, that's what people want right now, is the bigger, larger-than-life champion. There you go. You have your ultimate new heel that you can have on a full-time basis that's very similar to Brock Lesnar in that style, and it doesn't hurt Brock Lesnar to lose to that kind of guy.
Do you think it's going to be The Rock versus Rusev? You think that that's just a one-time thing?
Yeah, that was just trying to get that. To me, what I saw in that was, I just saw them even more reason why Rusev would be perfect for Brock Lesnar, because he was handling himself out there with The Rock. He came across really well in that. I mean, The Rock threw all kinds of hilarious stuff at him. I still say Moscow Moose Knuckle for no reason 2 weeks later, because I still think that's just three very funny words put together. Moscow Moose Knuckle makes me laugh. I love it. If I could fit, I want a shirt that says, I'm going to talk to Glenn after the show. I'm going to get a shirt for his Redbubble account, and I'll let you guys know when it's on there so everybody can go and buy it. It's going to say Moscow Moose Knuckle on it. That's it.
Eric, did you know that Nanny had a choice to go to that show, but she decided not to?
Damn you, King.
Really? Can I ask what? No, I didn't know that.
He is never going to let me live this down.
Why didn't you go?
Well, I mean, it started about maybe 2 months before. My friend said, hey, you want to come to Raw? And I said, no, I'm okay. And then the day before, another friend said, hey, why don't you come to Raw? It's in Brooklyn. You know, why don't you come out? And I said, nah, it's all right. You know, I'm supposed to interview Karma with Kev on Monday, you know, that upcoming Monday at 8:30. So there's no way. So I'm watching it later. And actually, I wasn't watching it. I was editing down the interview. And Kev texts me, The Rock, oh, my God, place has come unglued. And I said, what? So, yeah, I kind of missed the boat on that one. I tweeted about it, and everybody's making fun of me for it. I might actually take the tweet down. I'm getting bullied. Even 3 weeks later, King.
Wow. That's bad. But you know what, though?
Right?
I got to be honest with you. I got to be honest with you. I'm going to stick up for you a little bit. I wouldn't have gone if I were you.
I mean, it's not in the best neighborhood. You know, it's not in the most savory of neighborhoods. And, you know, it just...
Here's the thing. First of all, for me personally, I'm going Monday Night Football no matter what game it is. Sorry, guys, I don't mean to blow my cover as Wrestling Marks Eric, but Monday Night Football takes precedent over Raw regardless of the game. So that's one. Two, I couldn't probably stay awake late enough to make it through all of Raw. And if I were live at it with all those signs and other irritating things that go on at wrestling shows, I probably would be so unhappy I would have left before The Rock came out. So I don't blame you. I don't blame you. It's hard. I went to that house show a few weeks ago. I'm not going to be a name dropper. Just say a good friend got me very good tickets to a house show, King, in Trenton. And I was, when I say good seats, I've never sat, I was front row at the house show. Okay? I got to take my wife and kids. My kids are huge wrestling fans now. Lots changed since the last time I was on the air. I got a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old who absolutely love wrestling. And they could not have been more excited. And it was the best. There was no signs. Everybody was there just cheering and all this stuff, except for one thing. I didn't know what to do. My youngest son's name is Slater. So who opens up the show? First match. Heath Slater and Titus O'Neil. And ironically, now that they call themselves Slater Gator, I've been calling my son that since like when he was born. I always just said Slater Gator. So now that's weird enough for me. But they're chanting, Slater sucks.
Oh, no.
And I'm looking at my 4-year-old who's sitting next to me. And he's just staring at the match, and the crowd is chanting, you know, there's got to be, you know, 4,000 or 5,000, 6,000 people chanting, Slater sucks. I'm like, should I ask him if he hears this? Does it matter if he hears this? It doesn't seem to be upsetting him, so I just let it go. And he's none the wiser. But it was a strange moment for me personally, hearing them chant, Slater sucks. But all in all, it's a good time. And
you know what, it is kind of weird when there's a, like, you know, Slater is not really that common of a name, so it's kind of like,
no.
Nanny. When the soccer player comes out, everybody kind of says, you know, starts tweeting me, hey, Nanny, you know, treason on America, what are you doing playing for that team? Slater is a very uncommon name, too. It wasn't like, you know, like, I don't know, the name, I don't even want to say a popular name because it might offend people, but... you know, it's not a common name, so automatically,
name,
you know, I'm
right.
surprised he didn't, you know, he didn't think of that. But I guess he didn't bother him, I guess.
He really did. I don't think he cared one bit. He was so, they were both so into it and had so much fun. And I was definitely glad I got to take him to a house show versus like a Monday Night Raw or SmackDown, because at the house show, it's mostly kids. There's no signs. People aren't there to get on camera and things like that. They're there to enjoy the show, you know, and everything like that. It was really nice. I got to say, it's weird because I'm the guy who enjoyed, like, going to the ECW arena and, you know, blood and all these things, and now I'm trying to be all of a sudden I'm old and turned into a responsible parent who's happy that I went to a show that, you know, there was none of that kind of stuff going on. So life has its funny way of changing your perspective on things, but
yeah,
man, I don't
mean,
I wouldn't have gone.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go.
So you
just
not
wasn't
your kids
something
to have
I thought of.
Hand New Jack a knife or anything like that, right?
They wouldn't need, they would maybe, you know, hand him one. He already has one. So,
hand him another
one. Yeah. I'm really open-minded, probably more open-minded than most parents would be with a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old as far as what I let them watch. I haven't quite gone to the extreme yet with them. They're aware of the wrestlers, though, but they're not aware of, you know, the matches so much.
Yeah, at least let them get into fourth grade before you start showing them that type of stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, I have to I have to break them in slowly. I don't want to, you know, scare them off too fast. I mean, it's... Plus, every time I show them a new wrestler, it's another wrestling figure I have to try and find on eBay.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, especially when some of them are old and cost a lot of money. But kids and toys, I do have to say this. It's funny because my kids, King, they do play the WWE video game. Actually, they like pretty much mastered the video game to the point where they beat me at it. And... they're well aware that next, what is it, Nanny? Couple weeks, the new one comes out?
Yeah, the 28th, I believe.
Right.
For
the new
Xbox
one is
360.
All of them. Or does it not all come out at the same time? It doesn't matter, but I know it doesn't all come out at the same time or whatever. Different systems.
I don't get mine until November 18th because for Xbox One. So I'm actually tempted to pre-order it for Xbox 360, too, just to be able to play it beforehand. But it's going to be pretty much a different game for the next-gen consoles. You know, it's going to look a whole lot different.
Yeah. Well, they just keep improving these games. And I know, King, you said you're not a huge video game guy, but I got to tell you, this WWE game, at least the last version, it's insane. It really is insane how realistic it is and how they... I learned a lot of little tricks about things and how they hide, and you can actually create guys that you're, you know, aren't on the game, but it takes you about 2 seconds to create them, and it looks exactly like them. And, yes, I spent a lot of time doing that because they would say, why don't we have Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy? Because they would see them wrestling on TNA. So Daddy's up till 2 o'clock in the morning creating Jeff Hardy and Matt Hardy on the video game.
I hate to tell you this, Eric. I hate to tell you this, but you could have went to the creations part, and some people make these things. You know, that's how I got Rob Van Dam. Someone made Rob Van Dam. I went into the shop and downloaded him.
Yeah? Oh, see, I do not. I'm ignorant to that. So you go to the... So you have to buy it, or you just take
it? No, you just download it. Yeah, you just you go to the universe. I think it's WWE Universe. You go to that part, and you just search a guy, and it's there. I think that's how I
had
got
them
on,
too.
When Nanny said she downloaded Rob, I thought she was going to say Rob Kovacs.
Oh, Rob, yeah.
Because that's dedication. If somebody made Rob into the game, you know?
That's a cloud.
I do remember, though, when this version first came out, I believe Bruce had created Albert, and apparently it was very funny. I never got to see it, but apparently it was actually really funny. It involved a sombrero and everything.
Very racist.
Well, you know, that was... Well, I didn't say that. I'm, you know, just, you know...
He did have the
Twitter
vest, though.
Albert permits it. Listen, it's anything that you put on an Albert wrestling character that you design is okay, as long as you don't put on glasses without the glass in them. If you do that, you're
so
automatically...
offensive.
We all do. Everybody does. Everybody finds it offensive. Albert knows better. He's done with that. We've had a long discussion. No more. No more of that. But, Nanny, on the game this time around, I know it's Sting is like the big deal, right? Sting's like the
huge
deal. And how
deal.
Do you get?
You have to pre-order Sting? It to get him.
You can't get him buy it.
Nope.
No. How's
I think
that
there's going to be something there that he'll be available. You can buy him afterwards. I mean, that's always what happens. You know, but you should pre-order it for him. And I think if you pre-order it, you get like a Hulk Hogan signed something or other. It's limited edition.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hulk Hogan. Ugh. That's the thing. Now, honestly, though, the idea of being in your own video game would probably be one of the coolest things ever. I don't know how cool the guys who are in these video games are probably bored of it by now. But I got to think that if I had a chance to play a video game and I was in the video game, and it wasn't me, like, making myself, it was something that somebody else designed and made, that's pretty damn cool.
I'd be excited every single time.
See,
I would.
You know why?
I mean, I don't know.
So wait.
They don't have my height in the game. In the past games, they don't have my height.
They don't
are
really
you
have
saying
in real life either?
Are you saying you'd be saying you'd be excited to play with yourself if you could?
Yes, I don't care how you word that. Yes, I would.
Okay, I'm checking. I'm just checking. You know, I want to make sure that I'm hearing things correctly. And usually,
you'd have to keep hitting that same button over and over again.
Oh man, crazy. All right, you know what? Let me
but
take
even
one
if I
more
create
break.
Myself
yeah.
Sorry. Real quick,
okay.
Before you take a break. Even if I do create myself, it kinda sucks because I can't fight men in the game.
That's true.
It's an instant DQ.
Yeah, they used to do that. You used to be able to fight the men and the women, and now they don't let you do that.
You're even forced to tag now.
What would happen now if they put China back in the game?
I don't know if that would ever happen. I wish it would. I love China, but I don't think
that's
it would
a
ever
different,
happen.
Yeah, that's a different sort of tag team match if China were to get back in the game now.
Oh, come on. Oh, my God. You know
on that
terrible?
Note, I'm
going
to take...
wait, just one more thing.
Yeah,
I'm terrible.
Yeah.
But I went to that show on Saturday, the Warriors of Wrestling. X-Pac was there, and I'm looking in the crowd, and there was a kid there. He had to be 8 years old. He had a sign that said, "I'd rather be in China." I felt so bad. That poor, like, years later. And the kid was eight. Like, he had to be eight. He was actually shorter than me.
Yeah, but, you kidding me, that guy? Nah. You got to figure the problem. Here's the problem. Why does the eight-year-old have that sign?
That's what I'm saying.
That's
you know,
the problem.
Both, you know, it's just these people are aware of it, and the kid's eight, you know. It's kind of crazy.
And the internet has ruined children.
It has.
There's lots of things that have ruined children. It all starts with parents, but that being said. All right, let me take a quick break, guys, and then after this break, we'll get back to some more wrestling chatter. It's the VOC Wrestling Nation. You know what? After the break, too, let's pick up Rob. We'll talk to Rob. He's been waiting kindly for patiently for so long now. So, Rob, I know you're listening. We'll pick you up right after the break. If anybody else wants to call in, it's 1-855-VOC-RADIO, 1-855-862-7234. And you can follow us on Twitter at, I was about to say, at Wrestling Mars, at VOC Nation. And I'm not going to give your guys out right now. Everybody knows us. Well, you guys, not me. But anyway, we'll be right back after this.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today.
Hi, this is Anthony.
And this is Gartee.
We are the forces of radio.
The faces for radio.
Come relax with us every Thursday at 5:30. We love hosting Feces for Radio.
That's Faces for Radio. Can you please remember to get the name of the show right?
Sorry. We tackle sports, entertainment, and have a kick-ass soundboard. Erasers for Radio has it all.
Faces for Radio. Are you doing this on purpose?
Why?
You can find us on the VOCNation.com, listen to us live, or download it later. Follow us on Twitter at Faces for Radio 1. That's Faces for Radio.
Funky for radio.
Shut up.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email the Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-VOC-RADIO.
Hello, this is ECW Original, former WWE superstar, the Blue Meanie. This is D'Lo Brown. You better recognize this. If you are looking to do any kind of autograph session, personal or private, with the greatest in professional wrestling, people always ask me, Blue Meanie, how can I have you on my show? Well, if you'd like to have myself, the BWO, or anybody else, you don't need to go any further than WrestlingMarks.com. Just go to WrestlingMarks.com. Drop him a line, give him a call. My boy Eric will take care of you right away. Now recognize that, partner.
See, that's what happens, guys. Sorry about that. It's VOC Wrestling Nation, live worldwide on VOCNation.com. And we were chatting offline a little bit here, and I wasn't paying attention to when the commercials ended. And so you probably got – actually, what happened was I was looking at my phone, and I saw Rob actually tweet that we're back live. Yeah, so thanks to Rob, I actually came back on the air. So without there's no better way to bring Rob live on the air than to just say thank you. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. How you been, Eric?
I'm doing well, man. I mean, you literally saved us from just sitting here chatting. All of a sudden, I see it says, oh, and we're back live on Twitter, and I'm like, we are? And now we are. So thank you very much for that, Rob. See, everybody's
keeping
me on top.
I'm pretty good at guessing when you guys are going to go back on and start talking again. And, of course, sometimes I'll hear, like, nothing, and at this point I'm thinking to myself, okay, who's got the mute button on?
Yeah, that would be me. So, Rob, we've
get
been
off
talking
that mute button.
Yeah, we've been talking most of the show about Brock Lesnar and who we think Brock Lesnar's eventually going to, you know, the Brock Lesnar Slayer. That's what I'm calling him for tonight. What do you think? Who do you see out there that's is that person out there yet? Or is someone, you know, on the rise, like I said, like Rusev, who I think is going to be the guy?
Well,
what do you think?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I used to think Rusev would have been probably good to see him take on Brock because – God knows that'd be a hell of a match. I mean, they're both former MMA fighters. They're both, you know, known in that area. They're both, you know, they could both be as dangerous as they want to be and stuff. I honestly can't see Brock Lesnar as a babyface. He's doing real well as a heel. You know, he's the kind of guy that even though you know you're going to get your butt kicked, you just want to slap the crap out of him. You know, that's just Brock. You know, I mean, you know, if I were to say anybody could step up and probably take on Brock would have to be someone that knows him already. And from what I heard in news lately, I would not put it past that we may see Kurt Angle come back to face Brock. And if anyone could take Brock, I bet it'd be Kurt.
I had heard that rumor a while back as well, and I don't know. I understand why people would believe it, but man, Kurt's just got nothing left in the tank. Well, I mean, what do you think about Kurt Angle being the someone to take out Brock Lesnar?
Well, you know, why don't they give that to a newer talent? I know that people were really, really pissed about Brock Lesnar breaking the Undertaker streak, but at the same token, you're gonna say, hey, I want Kurt Angle back to beat Brock Lesnar. This has just taken us back 10 years. You know what I mean? So why not give it to somebody new? Why don't you give it? There's like a few guys in NXT that could even do it. You know, they signed Kevin Steen. They have DeVitt. They have
Prince
Devitt? The guy. Yeah, him. And what's the new name? Hideo Itami? I can't pronounce it.
I know who you're talking about from Japan.
Yeah,
the deal with
Tommy, that's him.
That's him, yeah.
Kenta,
I think out of all three of them, I think maybe Kevin Steen would probably be a good choice. Everyone knows him. Everybody loves Kevin Steen. The independent circuit just blew up with him. You know, Combat Zone Wrestling, he was really known for as well. You know, I'd like to see that. I think that if they put the belt on him, that'd be gold right there.
Yeah, you're talking about something though. You'd have to develop a guy for months and months and months and months to get to that spot.
Yeah, I don't see them doing it in the next 7 months.
Right. There's no. I mean, there's that's just not. I mean, it's something maybe beyond. You know, an even longer-term thing, maybe. I'm not saying anything against Kevin Steen. I'm just saying for the short term, I'm thinking, you know, between now and the next WrestleMania that I got to believe that whoever you want to do have beat Brock Lesnar, if you want it to be by next WrestleMania, it's somebody that's on the roster right now. And that's why even Kurt Angle, I just think Kurt Angle has – I don't see it happening. I don't see Kurt Angle being –
Oh, I'll tell you what, if they had to pick
WWE.
Someone new – If they had to pick someone new, I would say, yeah, maybe Rusev, maybe Roman Reigns. You know, someone who they know can go toe-to-toe with Brock, make Brock look good, but at the same time, you know, just have that I don't care who you are type of deal, you know, and can probably, like, psych Brock out or something, you know. I think that would be a good way to go. And I'm going to say this. I agree with the last caller that you guys had, Matthew. He was talking about how Brock Lesnar's champion. He's not going to be around now the rest of the year. I'm going to tell you right now, the pay-per-view for Hell in a Cell coming up is going to be just an epic fail. It's not going to be big. I mean, you got guys going inside the cell that are just not – they're not fighting for anything. If they had that briefcase on the line, yeah. And I tell you what, after the way things went on Raw, they could have gone about the main event for Hell in a Cell a completely better way. You got Orton, you got Ambrose, Rollins, and Cena. They all, you know, Orton is getting to the point where he's getting sick and tired of babying for Rollins. And there's talk for a while they were going to have him turn into a babyface. Okay, here's an idea. Orton got done beating a wrestler. Rollins goes in, curb stomps him. Now Rollins got done with his win. Orton goes in, RKOs. Now, at that point, they should have done the following. They should have had the two of them start fighting each other. And now Orton wants a piece of Rollins. You got three men there who could want to go after Rollins. And now Rollins is backed into a corner. You got Ambrose, you got Cena, you got Rollins. They could have had a four-way inside the cell that would probably made it a much – would have popped better for the pay-per-view in my book. Now you're going to have Cena and Orton at the pay-per-view and – no.
I thought
they could have made it a lot more exciting, and they didn't.
The four way for the in that is not an awful idea. I actually kind of I like that idea. I think the only problem is, and this is for me, and I think a lot of wrestling fans, everybody wants the payoff. We want the payoff between Rollins and Ambrose, and that's what
I'd like
they
to see that too.
That feud, the feud they have deserves a one-on-one match in Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
So I think that's why they had – I know what you're saying, Rob, because I agree. It was definitely there. There was something there that they could have said, let's put all four guys in there and, you know, make it – you're right. They could have even said, let's make it for the briefcase.
They have to do something before the pay-per-view. Like Ambrose has to do something. I would like to see him get on the mic and tell Rollins, hey, if you think you've got what it takes to beat me, put the case on the line. Have something on the line that the both men can literally fight for. Because let me tell you, if there's nothing there and fight for, that is going to be – the pay-per-view is going to be a bust.
No, see, but there is something to fight for. If you really go with the whole story, I mean – those guys have done a great job of really building up a true belief of animosity between them, where Rollins really makes you believe that he didn't sell out. He was tired of carrying those guys in the Shield, and he made the move that was best for himself. And Dean Ambrose is genuinely, you know, pissed off that Rollins turned on him and things. So I think I like a good old fashioned, what they used to call grudge match. I like that. So I'm okay with it, especially because they deserve it and it's in Hell in a Cell. Let me ask you this though, Rob. And King and Nanny, I want to ask you guys too. That last match that before we go here, that on a contract on a pole match, was that not probably one of the worst matches? It had nothing to do with talent. It's just the concept alone. That pole. Let's just discuss this for 1 second. That pole. All they have to do is climb to the top rope. That's it.
It was like literally 7 feet in the air. It was like Big Show held it up with his hand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I couldn't get it.
So these guys during the match, They're 40 minutes into a match, and they climb up the top rope to the top rope faster than they could in a 7-minute match because the pole is there. Like, all of a sudden, it was a struggle to get to the top rope for Dean Ambrose and John Cena.
Exactly. This is why I say, yeah.
So it's
yeah,
like,
I was gonna say I know
really
exactly what you're saying. This is why WWE is becoming a sinking ship. That you mean to tell me they couldn't have had a ladder match? That would have been more of John Moxley's alley, for crying out loud. You know, that would have been better. But no, let's put it on a pole. Why? There's a reason it don't exist anymore. Those matches.
Yeah. That,
oh, it was horrible.
It was not a good match. All right, well, Rob, I really
asleep.
Appreciate you. Well, maybe they'll do better next week, Rob, all right? We'll try and keep you awake. If not, you know what? You can tune in here next week, and the three of us will make
it. I will catch you next week, all right?
All right, man. Thanks, Rob. Take care.
All right. God bless, guys.
All right. Sorry. I just know sometimes I got to, you know, move people along. I'm trying. But, King, I mean, you saw that match, right, on Monday? I mean, that was...
Yeah, the first that was one of the first things I thought about when I saw that match. Is like, why is the pole, like, only 7 feet in the air? If I understand why they didn't want to make it a ladder match, because they had recently had the Money in the Bank match was a ladder match. So, but if they're going to use a pole, at least make the pole... What they could have done was made the pole, like, you know, twice as big as it was, but have, like, little, you know, like, edges on the pole, so you still have to climb it a little bit. That way it wouldn't be like, you know, purely kind of climb a slick pole. It'd still be kind of hard to get up, but it wouldn't be exactly the same as a ladder match. But it was embarrassing. You said, they were like, how could not? All you had to do was literally throw somebody outside the ring and immediately run up and get it, and you'd have it.
Yeah. I mean, it was honestly, I kept hoping. This is my thinking. It was so bad. It was so low that I'm hoping that somehow they're going to do some gimmick where the pole, whoever goes to try and get it, like the pole is going to raise up. Like, remember, wasn't there a ladder? Remember there was a ladder match where whoever was trying to grab the belts kept going up at one time. I know that. I was hoping, because it was so bad, it was so low that, I mean, honestly, the only person that would have had a hard time getting it was Hornswoggle, El Torito, and Nanny. I mean, it was really bad.
We could have made like the Muppet Man. We could have, all three of us could have climbed on each other's shoulders like the Muppet Man, and we could have gotten it.
You definitely could.
Your suggestion would have actually saved the match. That would have been hilarious if the pole would have kept expanding every time somebody tried to get up it. That would have been hilarious.
Right?
That would have made it worthwhile.
Right, and I mean, just imagine they're doing that, and Triple H and Stephanie are just like, they're laughing at them. You know what I mean? Just like a humiliating thing or something. I don't know. It was so bad. It was painful for me to watch. It was embarrassing. It was really embarrassing to see them pretend.
I was hoping during the match that it was going to accidentally fall off the pole. So they would have to try to come up with an excuse for, well, the match isn't over yet. You didn't actually climb up and grab it yourself, so we're putting it back on the pole. That would have been hilarious. It would have just kept falling off a couple times.
Well, I'm getting the countdown in my headset here, guys. I want to thank you guys very much for welcoming me back to VOC Wrestling Nation and letting me be a part of the show again. I appreciate it, and it's, as always, been a pleasure to do the show with you guys, and I look forward to more fun shows with you guys, so thank you very much. You're listening to the VOC Wrestling Nation worldwide on VOCNation.com. Follow us on Twitter at VOCNation, and until next week, sayonara. See you real soon.
This is Elo Brown, and right here, right now, you better recognize that I am down with the VOC Nation. Recognize that.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9/8 Central,
VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today. And so much more.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident free. 215-639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday or call live toll-free at 1-855-VOC-RADIO.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not.
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the Flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, I'm the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews, insightful blogs, and, of course, the VOC Wrestling Nation radio program. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Hola, hola, hola. I am Shelly Funtime Martinez.
And I am Dazzling Danielle.
And together we are
the Martinez Girls.
Tune in on VOC Nation at 7 p.m. Eastern every Saturday. And until then, Danielle, I and you are Audi 5000. Adios, toodles.
The godless voice of Crab Nation. None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Park the car keys.
This is Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Entertainment with an attitude.
Fear is just one enemy.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.